This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial in toll free to join us. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can still comment on the protests that have erupted on the internet, at least, about people burning their Nike shoes and cutting out the Nike logos from their clothing because they're mad. Because Nike apparently has teamed up with Colin Kaepernick for a motivational Nike ad campaign. You're certainly welcome to comment there. I actually just posted the photo to our social media, Twitter, and the Mastodon account. Our new Mastodon, by the way, you can go and check that out over at toot.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our Mastodon account.
You're pretty into that too, right?
I like Mastodon. I think it's a great platform. It is a decentralized version of Twitter. And as you know, Twitter has, and these other platforms, Facebook and the rest, have been banning people they don't like, banning people for having political viewpoints that they don't agree with or that are unpopular. And so Mastodon is decentralized, which means that there are different servers that you can join, and each server can have its own set of rules as to what they allow or disallow, and each server can decide which other servers to what they call federate with, to join up, to kind of connect to. So even though I'm on the Liberdon server, I can still see what's going on other servers on the Mastodon network and other people that have accounts there. So I'm liking it. Go check it out at toot.freetalklive.com. If you want to see that picture of Colin Kaepernick in the Nike advertisement, it's also on our Twitter, and for those of you still on Facebook, it should have made the trip over there, too. All right, so we can talk about what you want here. Johnson, you had a more philosophical piece tonight about so-called positive liberty, and this is a term that has come up before on Free Talk Live, and if I recall correctly, there's also negative liberty.
That's right.
And the definitions aren't what you would think they would be.
Sure. You know, it's something we don't cover enough, I don't think. I think talking philosophically about liberty is important because, you know, people seem to be losing touch with this.
Well, people are tuning in all the time, too. And
yeah, there's always new people.
Heard,
yeah,
whatever it was that we're talking about.
It's not positive liberty and negative liberty, the way they've always been defined here on
right,
the air.
Right, who doesn't want positive stuff?
Right, it seems counterintuitive. Like, when I hear, I don't want to be in favor of something negative, but apparently the definition is the negative liberties are the things in which you're to be left alone for, right? Like, if you have a negative liberty, it means your right to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's a negative liberty. Whereas positive liberties have been described as forcing somebody to provide you with a thing like a right to health care. That's how it's been described
maybe,
to me.
Maybe. So the debate here, this article is from Reason.com, says that positive liberty isn't true liberty. That's the debate.
Okay.
And then the question asked here by Brian Doherty in this article, and so the article is by Brian Doherty and Samuel Hammond, is the right to be left alone sufficient?
Because to me, that's all liberty ever has been, is the freedom to live your life how you want. When I first heard these terms, positive and negative liberties, I found them confusing and off-putting, because I don't
like the idea that somebody's coming in and redefining whatever I call liberty.
Yeah, and I don't like the idea.
But I'm interested in hearing what they have to say. Maybe I'll be convinced otherwise.
Right. I mean, I don't like the idea that, you know, forced providing of health care or forced providing of education, taxpayer forced funding, is somehow being defined as a liberty. But I guess that somebody like our caller, a longtime caller, Greg from New York,
sure,
he would say, well, it is a liberty. You're free from having to pay for health care. You're free from having to, in theory, right? You're free from having to worry about getting health care. And I don't know if that's what they're defining
well,
it as.
Well, further, Jefferson, who is one of the founders of these Enlightenment ideas and would be called, classical liberal, which is on the continuum of liberty, would have said that you can't understand liberty unless you're educated.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even know what the definition is unless you have a certain level of education, and so, you know, there that whatever he defines education as, it's important to have.
I wonder if any modern American would qualify for that.
Well, and I also don't think that you can call, like, even if you were to accept what Greg was saying, and again, I'm using Greg as an example because he's the person who most advocates these ideas, to call something like that liberty, to call the fact that you're getting this so-called free health care or free school liberty is inaccurate because you're still forcing somebody else to provide that thing. So if somebody else is not free in order for you to be free of a worry or free of a free of want, then it's not liberty because liberty has to be across the board. You have to allow others to be free in order to have freedom yourself, or at least to have this negative liberty.
Right. So
concept.
Somebody has to be, in order for you to get an education, somebody has to pay for it.
And provide it.
And mostly the people who provide it are doing so willingly, right? There's
mostly.
Not many people who are. I would argue that government school teachers are often held there by their pensions mm-hmm. and benefits, so they're kind of unwilling in that way. But they could they come to work every day willingly.
Sure.
So it's really about the funding. The problem with the funding is that A, people who don't have kids are forced into this pool of government education. The forced funding of the worst school in a given grade in a given geographic area, so they have to pay for the worst school in an area rather than sending money to the best school or not sending money to a school at all. Others, people who send their kids to private schools, are now being forced to pay for their kids' education and other kids' education at the worst school in a given geographic area. In the case of my son being homeschooled, money's fungible. Every dollar you take from our household is a dollar that could be spent on his education.
Yeah.
So you are, in fact, robbing my son's education in order to educate other people's kids at other schools. Look, my only vehicle registered in my name is a 2002 F-350. I'm willing to bet that the teachers and the parents of the kids at those government schools are driving nicer cars.
I've seen the parking lot. It looks pretty...
They're doing just fine. They don't need to be robbed. You don't need to rob people to make this organization work.
All right, Johnson, what's the story, and where was it from? Reason?
It's from Reason, yeah. And I'm not sure your definitions here on this are necessarily accurate, at least not...
They may not be. That's just my recollection of them over the years.
The article goes on to say here, political and ethical philosophers have expended millions of words trying to suss out what liberty means and how it should best and most coherently be conceptualized, and by what rules and institutions it is best secured. A decent summation of the purpose of political libertarianism is to limit unjust interference in people's lives and choices. By that standard, the only liberty consistently defendable is negative liberty. Negative liberty means being able to make choices and pursue goals free from active interference via force or threat from humans or human institutions.
Okay.
Positive liberty is what you actually have the means to do. If you lack the ability to take an action, such as travel, receive a certain type of education, or even eat, your positive liberty is restricted. But guaranteeing positive liberty requires making someone else provide it. So, yeah, I think you guys are pretty spot on.
I see.
Demanding anything from another person.
That is a subtle difference, and I'm glad you pointed it out.
This is why I've always said the right to travel stuff is not consistent with my understanding of the ideas of liberty.
Hmm.
Because somebody has to pay for the road.
Right.
Well, somebody will pay for the road. If the government's not around paying for it, the businesses that are on it or neighborhoods or whoever wants you to get to where they are is going to pay for that road.
Right.
What if I'm the property owner? I just decide I don't want that road there.
Well, then you're going to get a better vehicle that's going to be able to travel over rougher terrain. But you still have the right to travel.
You don't have to be welcoming to people at your house.
Where are you going to travel? I mean, in a world that has no where roads can be immediately vehicles taken away by an abutting property owner.
Well, vehicles with treads will be much more common.
The kind of people who you're talking about are the kind of people who want to live out at the end of a road, out in the middle of nowhere, and not be near people. The odds that somebody is going to just destroy a road in front of their house when they themselves are probably using that road is fairly unlikely, Mark.
Let me tell you,
talking about a very antisocial thing.
People get a wild hair up their butt now and then.
Look,
now and then.
No FAA and no restrictions about where property lines can be would certainly mean we'd be having flying cars by now.
Yeah. Sure. But the point, again, that I'm willing to, that I'm going to make here is that you have no right to travel on property that is not yours. And
that's correct.
So there is no right to travel. Right to travel indicates...
You have a right to travel wherever you have the ability to travel, wherever you have the permission
property,
to travel.
You can't travel on it. If you have
but
permission, then you have no right.
Most people would give you permission.
You don't need permission to have a right.
I see
a right is
saying.
Something that exists without permission.
Good point. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. More on Positive Liberty coming up.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here if you want. We're talking about so-called positive liberty. What does it actually mean? And is it true liberty? Was that the question, Johnson, from Reason?
Positive liberty.
Is positive liberty true liberty?
Yeah.
So we'll get back into that. But I also want you to know about Zencash changing their branding. They are now known as Horizon. Horizen.global is their new website. It's still, you know, the same Zencash that you remember with a great privacy protection and that they've got zero-knowledge anonymity built in there. And now it is centralized secure node architecture as well, which they've got with the Zen currency. It's still called Zen, the currency aspect of Horizon. They still have more secure nodes and super nodes combined than Bitcoin has full nodes. So it's a very secure network, but it's more than just cryptocurrency because the Horizon platform already enables real-life users to chat with other people, and Horizon will soon enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. They've got a big vision here. Go to horizon.global to learn more. Horizon, bringing privacy to life, Horizen.global. As we continue here from Reason.com, Johnson, you were just... Can you reread the definition of... You just went over it, but for those just tuning in, can you reread what they describe as positive liberty as opposed to negative liberty, which is the idea that you are left alone?
Sure.
You should be left alone to do your own thing as long as you don't, you know, harm anybody else. That's negative liberty.
So I think the definition you're looking for here is the negative liberty means being able to make choices and pursue goals free from active interference via force or threat from humans or human institutions. Positive liberty is what you actually have the means to do. If you lack the ability to take an action, such as travel, receive a certain type of education, or even eat, your positive liberty is restricted, but guaranteeing positive liberty requires making someone else provide it.
So, you know, what we often talk about are positive rights and negative rights here on Free Talk Live. I don't like the terms. I didn't create them, but they are what exist. So I don't believe in a positive
right. Well, maybe
that's
the term. Okay, that's what I was confusing, positive liberty. And that's what. So when we were talking earlier, we were talking about positive and negative rights, which is, I guess, a little bit different, but pretty similar.
It's the things, liberties come from rights, basically. So I think that you've got the right to own property, the right to do what you want on your property so long as you don't harm anybody. You have the right to have your own religion. You have the right to write things down and distribute them as mm-hmm. long as you're distributing them in a way that doesn't interfere with other people's property rights. You've got rights. I don't disagree with that. However, when it comes to people will say, do you have the right to food? Well, no. How would you have a right to food? If you have a right to food, that means somebody can't infringe upon it. And I have the right to, you have the right to buy food. You have the right, I have the right to sell food, but you don't have the right to claim the food that I have because you're hungry.
You also, if you have a right to property, also have a right to grow food on your own property if you want.
Yeah, you do. Please ask me for my food if you are hungry, and I will very likely provide it to you. Demand it from me like I am your serf, and you won't get a bit of it. Not one kernel. You don't have the right to dignity surrounding, food or anything. Like, dignity means you've got to steal it from somebody else. It's just a code word.
Okay.
So, it goes on here. So, demanding anything from another person other than that he refrain from actively preventing you from doing something requires interfering with that person's choices or property. By definition, providing someone with a positive liberty violates the negative liberty of one or more persons.
Right.
Some find the property part illegitimate, but separating liberty and property denies political ethics relevance to lived human experience. Even positive liberty proponents generally argue for the power to use one's property. The two concepts are contradictory. One cannot have negative liberty while ensuring most versions of positive liberty.
Yeah, correct.
Using the same word to describe them only introduces confusion.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
That's why I say one isn't liberty.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Because the system we live in regularly violates negative liberty, many of us have common sense institutions or intuitions that are troubling from a libertarian perspective. For example, people sometimes think that a restriction on people's lives doesn't violate their liberty if implemented via rules stated in advance and applied equally. Yet, such restrictions, by definition, are active interference by force or threat in someone's goals or choices.
Well, right. The only time rules stated in advance would not be violations of liberty is if someone consented to those rules.
Right.
Which, when it comes to the government, none of us do.
Right. Libertarianism, to be meaningful, must be a philosophy about the barriers other living entities impose on you. Mm. In a world of scarcity and poverty, in which unmet desires are endless, it can't coherently be about what you do or don't have the means to accomplish. Late 19th century British philosopher T.H. Green thought classical liberalism's version of liberty was incomplete, claiming that absence of compulsion isn't enough to make a person free. Instead, Green wrote that true liberty requires...
Absence of compulsion means that they are not... Like, there is no
being forced.
Involved. You
know, yeah, gun to someone's head.
Right.
Or, you know, men with guns going to, you know, find right. you and then
or the threat
you.
Thereof.
And I'm not sure that I would agree with that. I would say that, well, look, you make a decision to go to work every day, and you may say, but I need the job. Well, look, we all need money, but you're making the decision to go to work every day.
Right.
So it's voluntary. Some people would say, that's wage slavery. Which is
you
the
can
word.
Go walk away from the job and
right.
you know beg for money on the streets seems to work pretty well for
right.
People.
If you gave me a cupcake every day when I came in here, Ian, would I be a cup? Would that be cupcake slavery? I mean, I'm not sure what we're talking about, and why I don't get a damn cupcake every day when
where
I come
are the
in.
Cupcakes?
What's that?
I said, where are the cupcakes?
I don't know, but you would go to the store and you would buy grocery store cupcakes and you would call them cupcakes, and I would find that to be unacceptable.
I don't buy grocery store cupcakes.
I bet you would, if you were forced to provide cupcakes, that's where you'd get them.
You know why wage slavery isn't real? Because there's no master in that version of slavery. Because you could
it's
say
an agreement.
You could say that. Well, no, because the if it's wage slavery, it's not what wages. So the one employer they're making a false equivalence or a
sure.
false comparison, right? Because you're saying a lot of these people are arguing that, well, it's the corporation or it's the business that's making the person the slave. No,
mm-hmm.
because they're not being forced to work for that particular one. So really, the slave master in that particular instance is hunger,
need.
Right? Is
yeah.
need. So they're trying to ascribe need to being a master, and it's like, well, everyone equally has needs.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone needs to eat, everyone needs to breathe.
Right. I get where you're coming from, but there is cupcake slavery, right?
What?
Yeah. Only when it comes to forcing someone to make a cupcake who doesn't want to make a cupcake for somebody.
Sure. Yeah, I'll make a few, you know.
You'll make the cupcake.
But right, to ascribe the idea of a need, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the things that we need to have in order to sustain our life, to describe that as slavery is just a bizarre twisting of what slavery actually is.
I mean, these are the same sick people that if you twisted it far enough, there would be someone, you could find someone with that philosophy that would argue, well, I need sex, so someone should be forced to provide it.
I bet you could find that person, yep. The toll-free number here is 855.
They're listening.
450-FREE. Well, phone lines are open. 855-450-3733. You can talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
After a full day of partisan bickering, Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finally got to deliver his opening statement.
As a nominee to the Supreme Court, I understand the responsibility I bear. Some 30 years ago, Judge Anthony Kennedy sat in this seat. He became one of the most consequential justices in American history. I served as his law clerk in 1993.
On Wednesday, U.S. trade representatives will sit down and meet with the Canadians once again to work out a deal to replace NAFTA. Former U.S. Ambassador to Canada David Wilkins says it's a good thing both sides are still negotiating.
Nobody's walking. They're still talking. They meet again tomorrow to begin negotiations. Now, the time limit is drawing nigh. We're in the last minute or so of the fourth quarter. We got to the end of September.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, open phones, as always, here for you. The number is toll-free. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do want you to know about AnyPay.Global. If you're into cryptocurrency and you want to accept it in real life, AnyPay is the best solution for you. You can accept Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zcash, and others. Go to AnyPay.Global. It makes point-of-sale acceptance a snap. And I'm not joking here. I mean, you want to talk about a setup time that's super short? You've probably never set anything up that is this quick for your business. If you've already got a tablet at your point-of-sale, you're almost done. You go to AnyPay.Global. You open up an account, and that process is lightning fast. It couldn't be any faster. You create a username and password, and you have an account. There's no approval process. You then stick your cryptocurrency addresses into the setup page and then load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're done. You're accepting cryptocurrency right there at your register. Go to AnyPay.Global, AnyPay.Global. Johnson, you're sharing with us a story from Reason.com about so-called positive liberty, which I had confused with positive rights and negative rights, which is why my description wasn't really accurate. I probably have never even heard of positive liberty before tonight, but the definition is very similar between positive liberty and positive rights. The idea being that a negative liberty is the freedom of being left alone, which that tracks with negative rights, the right to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
The positive liberty, as you described it from the Reason article, is the idea that can you afford to do a thing, right? Like, can you afford to eat? Do you have the means to eat? Can you afford to travel? Do you have the means to travel? If so, you have that positive liberty. But they add that in order to ensure that people have that liberty, those so-called liberties, then you have to enforce, you have to destroy negative liberty. You have to take away freedom from other people in order to fund people's so-called right. positive liberties. And the argument, and do you know who's writing this piece? Because it's pretty good. I should give him credit or her credit.
Sure. Well, it's a him and a her. It's Brian Doherty and, It's Brian Doherty and Samuel Hamlin. So
So they're arguing that this term shouldn't even exist. Positive liberty shouldn't be a thing. It shouldn't be even really considered a liberty because it's not, because it violates liberty. And I totally agree with this. And I feel like liberty is just plain the ability to live your life how you want, without interference, without the threat of violence, coercion from others. That's what it's always been to me. And for somebody to introduce these terms, I find to be confusing.
Well, late 19th century British political philosopher T.H. Green, who introduced these terms, thought that classical liberalism's version of liberty was incomplete, claiming that the absence of compulsion isn't enough to make a person free. Instead, Green wrote that true liberty required the maximum of power for all to make the best of themselves, disdaining negative liberty as the freedom of savagery, of the lone nomad removed from civilization.
Right, the people that will say that, they'll call libertarianism the freedom to starve.
Yeah, or the, you know... when someone is saying that it's one nation should not interact with other nations?
Isolationism?
Isolationism, yeah, exactly. They say libertarians are isolationist.
Which is, of course, completely false.
Right.
There may be some who are isolationists, but by default, I think most libertarians I know, they believe in trade with
libertarianism
anybody.
Should be means you should be left alone. So if you want to be left alone, then by all means, you should be left alone. I'm not going to come to your house, stick a gun in your face and tell you you got to go to work and trade with people and like people you don't like or whatever it is that you want to do. But by that same token, I don't think anybody else should be able to do the same thing.
Right.
I would call a person that goes onto somebody else's property and forces them to interact with other people some kind of weird abuser.
Yeah. Well, this elevation of capability over non-interference was no mere academic matter, but rather laid the groundwork for an enormous amount of actual compulsion, as classical liberalism gave way to modern liberalism in the 20th century. This arcane positive versus negative liberty debate shapes what sort of government people tolerate in ways that can make us more controlled by others' will. There may be things you do not like about the current social order that have nothing to do with negative liberty. You might be bothered by income inequality, for example, and feel tempted to trade away some respect for property rights so the government can engage in wealth redistribution. But your concerns are no longer libertarian at that point. It's also dangerous to place vague notions such as equality above liberty. Mm. If we never violated negative liberty, we'd have a very real kind of equality. The equal freedom to pursue our own goals with no one, no matter how powerful, actively interfering in your life.
In whatever way you want it.
Even for their version of your benefit.
Mm.
But for enforcing equality beyond that necessarily violates negative liberty.
Correct. Because you would have to force somebody to provide something in order to level the playing field or make everybody appear to be equal, which is, we've already pointed out, not in this conversation, but in other conversations, as soon as, even if you could, even if the wealth redistributionists could have, press a button, tomorrow morning, wake up, press a button, and then poof, all the savings,
everybody, has equal amount of money.
Everybody then gets an equal amount of money, right? Like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates' accounts get drained. You know, all the rich peoples in the world get their accounts drained, and everybody else gets, even those who don't have bank accounts magically have a bunch of money appear under their mattress. People with bank accounts get the same amount of money in within minutes. It would be unequal because people would have already spent, a bunch of money.
Just to ask, are you talking about, because people who say that they want something like this to happen always just say they want it to happen in America because it would be an entirely different situation.
You don't think they want everyone to be equal?
No. No. Are you kidding me? The people that talk about wanting things to be equal only want them in America because they want to have more money.
I've never heard this.
Absolutely. I
can't imagine you would get any person who describes themselves as a socialist to admit that they're only talking about this arbitrary landmass, that they don't want everyone in the world to be taken care of or to be fed.
Why
or,
do they
like,
want...
Wait, do you mean everybody in the world only has $1,000? What?
Right. Well, that's exactly what you're talking about here. Let's see. Answer that question for you. Chris estimated that the world asset liability global population is $250 trillion. This is from Quora.com. Divide this by the population. Let's say 8 billion people, and you get $31,250. Everybody on the planet could buy a car.
I see what you're saying.
And some of them would.
Economically, it doesn't work.
And then the people selling cars would have lots of money, and the people who didn't, bought them would then not have enough money to put gas in them.
I see what you're saying. The person who's really just in it for themselves, advocating this particular policy, would want that restriction, but I don't know how many of them have thought that far ahead.
Well, I mean, I can't.
And how many of them purportedly would admit to just wanting it for themselves.
Well, the fight for 15 isn't for a $15 minimum wage in Mexico.
No, that's true. You're right about that. You're right.
It's just socialism for the sake of benefiting the people that they want to benefit.
I don't think you're wrong necessarily that there are people out there, but I think most socialists.
By the way,
would
a $15 minimum wage in Mexico would destroy their economy. That's why it's dumb.
No, well, there's a lot of reasons why a minimum wage is a dumb idea. But ultimately, I'm just saying, Mark, I don't believe that most socialists are that aware of what you're talking about. I think they really do want I believe that they really do want people to be helped. I think that they honestly want to help people have a better lifestyle.
If they wanted to, they would help. No, they not just advocate stealing from people.
But they don't know a better way. This is the way they were
trained. That's not helping.
I understand what you're saying. I don't disagree with you. But people in the United States and elsewhere in the world were trained that if you want to help, you have to use the government. And these socialists have embraced that idea that this is a way that the government is a legitimate in their mind. We don't agree because force is being used. And many of these socialists don't want to admit that the force is being used. They don't want to see the force is being used. They don't want to agree that they are agreeing with force being used because nobody who's compassionate actually wants to admit that they're willing to use force to achieve their goals. But in this case, you would have to.
Yeah, you'd have to.
So, and again, if you press that magic button and you distribute it, even if it was all across just America, Mark, it would still, within the first 24 hours, within the first 12 hours, you would have inequality. Just because that's people. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about liberty and what it means. Somebody, some philosopher type, what was it, in the 19th century or something, brought up these terms, positive and negative liberty, which just really confuses the issue and I think distracts from what liberty really should be. And that seems to be the argument that Reason.com's authors here are making. Johnson, you had more to share about that. We'll get into it here in a moment. But if you do like liberty, you'll probably love the Tom Woods Show. In fact, Tom has been doing his own show called The Tom Woods Show for 5 years now. He started in September of 2013. For those of you who don't know Tom, he is a New York Times best-selling author who's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. A lot of libertarians got to know Tom during the Ron Paul campaigns, and indeed, he's interviewed Ron Paul, as well as Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more guests. Plus, they've discussed issues including war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. So you can find the Tom Woods Show online over his website, tomwoods.com, or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. As we continue here, Johnson, you had more that you wanted to share from Reason.com on this idea of so-called positive liberty, which, of course, the way it's been defined, cannot actually exist unless negative liberty is violated, and that means the ability, your freedom, or in theory what we should have, the freedom to live your life how you want. That's so-called negative liberty without having anybody use coercion or the threat of it on you.
Right.
But in order to provide people with other things or guarantees of those things, then you've got to infringe upon other people's negative liberties. So they're arguing the term positive liberty shouldn't exist, and I tend to agree with that so far.
So it says, one may value things above freedom when shaping the political and social order, but it seems un-cricket to wear libertarianism like a disguise, taking on the intellectual and emotional benefits that
accrue to liberty. What does un-cricket mean?
Un-cricket, like the game cricket? There's unsportsmanlike.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cricket's a British game, Mark, yes. Where they...
I know what... Thank you. Thank you, Ian.
They knock balls through these little...
So I could rephrase
it. If it doesn't have to do with computers, you don't have to explain it to me.
So
okay?
I could say it's very unsportsmanlike to wear libertarianism like a disguise, taking on the intellectual and emotional benefits that accrue to liberty while actually valuing other things above the only truly coherent form of liberty. There are many possible reasons for valuing liberty above other social considerations. We may see something inherent about human nature that demands that we treat others as ends in themselves, not just as means to our vision of a better world. We may notice that the concept of positive liberty frequently dissolves into excuses to treat other people's lives as means to our preferred ends. We may think that any overarching social vision of what better looks like isn't discoverable except by letting people demonstrate via free choice what they want. We may conclude on empirical grounds that empowering one group of people to make things better by manipulating everyone's lives and property inevitably leads to bloodshed, injustice, and misery.
That's the world that we live in. That is the world that we've been living in for generations upon hundreds of years, is the world where these do-gooders, these know-it-alls, these politicians, these activists who believe they know what's best, are forcing their vision upon everybody else. And as we've seen time and time again, with every single program, with every government program, with every time the use of force is implemented, there's always unintended consequences. So it doesn't matter what these people's vision is. It doesn't matter if they might be right. Who knows? But the problem is, what's wrong is the way it's being implemented. So if you've got a good idea, and maybe it is a good idea to, you know, take care of the poor, take care of the sick, all that stuff, it needs to be done voluntarily, because as soon as you enter into the use of coercive force, you get all these unintended consequences, which in many cases create the opposite of your intended goals. We've seen it happen again and again. You look at the war on drugs, you end up getting more drugs, you end up getting harder drugs, more dangerous drugs, more overdoses. You look at the war on poverty, you end up instituting poverty, institutionalizing it. You end up expanding it, expanding incentives to be poor. I mean, it's just the consequences are crystal clear if you just look at them.
So I just want to finish this sentence here. So he says that we may conclude on empirical grounds that empowering one group of people to make things better by manipulating everyone's lives and property inevitably leads to bloodshed, injustice, and misery. And to the extent that apparent goods arise from liberty violating institutions, we may believe that a regime of negative liberty would be capable of providing those same goods without the bloodshed, injustice, and misery.
I tend to think that that's the case.
Yeah.
Not only the same goods, but more of them and cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be conflicts, and people are going to be unhappy with the results. There's no doubt. Freedom is the freedom to make mistakes. Freedom is the freedom to make bad decisions. Freedom is freedom to be an a-hole.
Mm.
But no one listening to me would say that they had every idea right in the year of Jesus' birth, 0 AD. No one would say that they had everything right in 1000 AD. No one would say they had everything right in 1900 AD. But only a fool would say, we have everything right now. We know what is right, just, honest, true, virtuous, and good. We know all of those things. So let's just force them on people. Let's force them to make the right decision. You don't know what the right decision is. You think you do. You're adamant you do. You're virulent in your belief that you do. You're wrong.
It may be that the decision that's right for you is wrong for another person.
I guess. I mean, it could be. I can just look at history and say that people who think they're right on a particular issue right now aren't.
Well, the concept of negative liberty has an emotional pull on nearly everyone in some abstract way. Yet libertarians are acutely aware that most people are also willing to violate it to achieve something they want more. But abandoning negative liberty means allowing certain individuals to use force or the threat of the same to make people who have not harmed anyone turn their will, their energy, their property, or their life towards someone else's goals. This ought not to be done is both a powerful institution and, as libertarians try to argue, the key to achieving a world that is optimally wealthy and full of choices. This seems, at least to some of us, like as noble and appropriate a vision as political ethics could have.
Well, unfortunately, one of the reasons why libertarians have such a tough time, winning, basically having success, promoting this particular vision, this philosophy of rights and liberty and freedom, is because so many people, they put whatever it is that they want above the idea of liberty. Oh, they want liberty for themselves, of course, but they also want X. They want society to look like Y. They want this thing or that thing or this vision to be imposed. And as long as people want to control other people, as long as people are willing to sacrifice freedom to have control over others, we're never going to get to a totally free society. We're never even going to get close to it, which is why, in my opinion, libertarians need to gather together in one geographic area so we can actually have enough social pull to have influence, because that's all that this really is, you know, about spreading a message. It's about social influence over other people. And if you want people to take the ideas of liberty seriously, they're going to have to be present in their lives in more than one way. It has to come at them from more than just a politician on a television set or somebody writing a letter to the editor. It has to be something they encounter from their coworkers at their job, from their people at their church, from people on television, from people on the radio, from all different aspects of their lives. They have to encounter people who believe in liberty, in my opinion, across the board. And libertarians are just spread too damn thin to really make an impact anywhere else. And I feel like, you know, that's why we've been having some success here in New Hampshire, because we've actually had a concentration of libertarians where we're getting closer every single day as more people migrate here to having that situation where people are working with libertarians, where people are going to, you know, social clubs and they're encountering libertarians. And that's something that we need to grow so we can have an effect, so we can get this philosophy of, hey, leave people alone and we'll have a better life. All of us will, overall. And I know there's more that you probably want to share from this piece coming up here. Hour number three is also on the way, where you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We're coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.